This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Explosions rocked the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv Saturday, the mayor said, at the end of a week in which Russian missiles have slammed into an apartment block and a shopping mall in other cities, killing dozens of people. Air raid sirens sounded in the Mykolaiv region, which borders the vital Black Sea port of Odessa. Russian forces have pounded the eastern city of Lysychansk and its outskirts in an effort to capture the last stronghold in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk province. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Ukrainian fighters have battled for weeks trying to defend the city against Russian forces. The neighboring city of Severodonetsk fell to the Russians a week ago. Meanwhile, in Donetsk, the major city of Slovyansk, still under Ukrainian control, endured cluster munitions from the Russian military. Several people were killed from the attack. Luhansk and neighboring Donetsk are the two provinces that make up the Donbas region. Russia has focused its offensive on the Donbas ever since pulling back from northern Ukraine and the capital Kyiv in the spring. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of Australians joined raucous protests across the country Saturday against the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of a woman's constitutional right to an abortion. The Supreme Court last week overturned the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling, restoring the ability of individual states to ban abortion. The German city of Hamburg will ration hot water for private households and limit the maximum heating temperatures in the event of acute gas shortage, its environment senator said, as Germany braces for possible outages of Russian gas imports.